Amen. You know, John, John the Beloved, he laid on Jesus' breast, on his bosom, didn't he? So he felt the heartbeat of Jesus. My, 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 God is good. God is so faithful and true. Amen. All right, tonight we're going to Joshua 1:8. This book of the law, hallelujah, God spoke to Joshua. This is after the death of Moses. Thou shalt not depart from this book of the law, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night to observe and to do according to all that is written therein. Then shall thou make thy way prosperous. Then shall thou have good success. Amen. That's what God spoke to Joshua. And the book of the law was the Pentateuch. The five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And that's what they had there. But then we have 66 books, don't we? We have them all. And no prophecy of old came by man's interpretation, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So it takes the Spirit of God, as Pastor Benjamin was bringing out this morning. It takes the Spirit of God. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. In other words, the Spirit maketh alive. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Now, we don't read the Bible just to receive information, but we read the Bible to be transformed. Isn't that right? We read the Word of God to be transformed. Because the Word of God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, your spiritual worship. Hallelujah. Say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Don't let the world press you into its mold. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen? So that's what God is calling for. God is calling for a holy people. God is calling for, hallelujah, God is calling for his people to stand firm on the Word of God. For the Word of God is forever settled in heaven. Isn't that right? The Word of God will never pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we listen. When you own the Word of God, we own the Word of God, we have a solid foundation. Isn't that right? The Word of God is solid. We can stand firm on the Word of God. And we know, thank God, that we have a deliverer. We have one that, see, Jesus came unto his own, came unto the Jewish people, and his own received them not. And the Word of God say how Jesus, when he rode into Jerusalem, and he wept over the city. But the Hebrew said, when he wept over the city, he wailed, he cried out loud. He was broken. His heart was broken. And he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft, hallelujah, how oft would I have taken you? I want you to come under my wings. But you would not. You rejected me. And it broke the heart of Jesus. But he still loved him, didn't he? You better believe he did. Remember when Simon Peter denied him three times, but Jesus loved him, didn't he? See, love wins. Jesus could have said, you're not up to the test. No, he didn't do that. But thank God, his grace is sufficient. That's what Paul said. His grace is sufficient. His strength is made perfect in weakness. Isn't that right? So we have to come to the end of ourselves in order for God to take control. Isn't that right? in order for God to manifest himself. And that's what God wants to do. God wants us to come to the end of ourselves and lean upon him. Because he's faithful, he's fully able to take care of any and every situation. Hallelujah. The word of God is true tonight. The word of God is holy. It's pure. A man by the name of, you might have heard of him, Walter Scott. He wrote a lot of books. But it's on his deathbed. He said to a man named Lockhart, said, read to me. And so Lockhart was scanning over the books that Scott had written. And he was sort of puzzled. He said, what? What? Read what? He said, it's only one book, the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Get the word of God and read it to me. And that's what he did. But that's what it takes, saints of God. The word of God is the only thing. It's the only thing. Amen. That we could stand upon and trust and obey. Because Jesus is the word. Is that right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Many people don't believe the word. Some people don't believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. We believe it, don't we? Some people don't believe that Jonah was swallowed by a whale or by a big fish. The Bible said God prepared a fish. Y'all believe that? We believe that, don't we? Because the word of God says it. Hallelujah. God prepared a fish. And when Jonah was thrown overboard, see, God knew what was going to happen. So God had everything. God's never late. He's never late. He'd never make a mistake. He's too wise to make a mistake. He's too holy and pure to lie. He's God who cannot lie. So we have a faith for God tonight. Thank God we can trust him. Whatever he said, he will do it. Amen? That's why we can say we have a God who have a God like unto our God. Nobody do that. It's only one true God, and he's faithful, and he's loving and kind and just and righteous, and he's reaching out to the lost tonight. Isn't that right? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to do what? Become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. Hallelujah. The Gentiles. We're the Gentiles. Isn't that right? Because the Jews were God's chosen people. Isn't that right? But because of their unbelief, God broke them off and engrafted. We was a wild olive tree. God broke them off and engrafted us in. Isn't that right? But the word of God said, boast not against the natural branches. I mean, we don't have, we can't stick our chest out and say, look, no. It's because of God's love, isn't it? It's because of God's mercy. It's because of God's grace. He saved us. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. So no man can stick his chest out and say, look what I've done. But as we can say, if it was not for the grace of God, if we see a drunk walking down the street, if we can say, if it was not for the grace of God, there go I. Isn't that right? Thank God. It's the grace and mercy and love of God, hallelujah, that have set us free, that has made us true witnesses for God and saints of God. It's time to stand up for him. Thank God for that great service this morning. God really spoke this morning, didn't he? Amen. But he's going to speak again tonight, isn't that right? We came tonight to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we believe God tonight. We believe God. Amen. Because he knows, hallelujah. We believe, how many of y'all really believe God? Don't you believe God? Because you know. See, we've had experiences with God, haven't we? God have met our needs. And sometimes it seems like things are impossible. What was that song that Andre Crouch wrote? When things seem to be impossible? God specializes in things that seem to be impossible. Isn't that right? You ever heard that one? And he'll do what no other power could do. Amen. Isn't that right? He specializes. That's right. When you say, Lord, this is impossible, look at God. Amen. Look to God. Trust him. He specializes in things that seem to be impossible. And he'll do what no other power can do if we believe him and trust him and obey him. God's calling for obedience. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. He's talking for obedience. We got to love the Lord with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what else? Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen? That's what God tells us to do. But it's got to be that agape love. We can't do it with the fleshly thing. Isn't that right? It's got to be that agape love, that godly love, that God love in us. That's the reason why Stephen was able to, when they stoned him to death, my God, they stoned him for the truth. And he, as he was dying, he said, first he looked, he said, I see Jesus. I see heaven opened, and he said, I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Jesus stood up for him. I see Jesus standing on the right hand, and he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Isn't that something? A man that did that, hallelujah. What did Jesus say himself? Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They crucified Jesus, and Jesus was holy, completely holy and pure and just and righteous. And as he walked the earth, he did the will of his Father, and the devil hate that. I mean, you know, the devil hate Jesus, and he hate God's people. Isn't that right? And thank God, and I'm glad. Amen, I'm glad, because Satan is a liar. Satan is going to be cast into the lake of fire. Isn't that right? But burn with fire and brimstone. He know that. So therefore, he does his best. He does his best to defeat God's people. But we don't have to be defeated, do we? Not long as we walk with God now. As long as we walk with God, pray, seek God, and live for God, God will carry us through. God will take care of us. We'll come out on top if we believe God and obey him. But we got to obey him. We got to do his will. Hallelujah. Thank God. We got to do his will. Glory be to God. They said that was a prince that came from Africa. And she went to London. And she was presented before Her Majesty the Queen Victoria. And she asked a question, a pointed question. She said, what is the secret of your greatness? Now, England at one time, you know, they were close to them, and they were close to the Lord. What is the secret of your great success, of your greatness? And said, the Queen got a beautiful copy of the Bible and gave it to her. Said, this is the secret of our greatness. But now, since then, that they failed, you know, went down to the second rate and then the third rate nation. But back then, see, they were serving God. And the time, see, hallelujah, hallelujah. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And every nation that forget God, isn't that right? Hallelujah. So therefore, we got to put God first. God got to be first in our lives daily. See what God told Joshua, thou shalt not depart. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:8. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:8. What does it say? Glory be to God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Amen. To meditate is to think about it, think deeply. Read it over and over. Hallelujah. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You think God was talking, meant the same thing for us? Yes, he does. The same thing is for you and me. Meditate therein day and night on the word of God. Because the word of God is precious. Hallelujah. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night to observe and to do all according to what's written here. Amen. And then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Amen. Then thou shalt have good success. If you do this, thank God, but you got to do it. Isn't that right? We've got something to do. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Micah 6:8. I love that scripture. It showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Tell me, God requires something of you and me. Yes, he does. Isn't that right? But to do justly, to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. That's what God's telling us to do. Do what's right. Be just. Hallelujah. Do justly. Hallelujah. Love mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Isn't that right? Some people, they want people, want everybody to be merciful to them, but they don't want to be merciful. But you've got to be merciful in order to obtain mercy. Isn't that right? And thank God, mercy came running. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Mercy came running. His mercy is renewed every morning. Hallelujah. Thank God. And we need it, don't we? We need his mercy. We need his grace. We need his peace. In these last days, saints of God, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Let not your heart, don't worry. What he's saying, don't worry about nothing. Can we come to that? We need to come up to that, don't we? I mean, like Pastor Member was saying this morning, how sometime when prayers are answered, like when he had that stroke, how God blessed him, raised him up, and some people, you know, they didn't hardly believe it. You know, isn't that right? Remember when Peter was in prison? And the saints of God, they began to pray for Peter. Thank God, because Herod had stretched forth the sword and killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And he saw that it pleased the Jews. He apprehended Peter and put him in prison. My. But the saints prayed. Oh, God, bring Peter out. Lord, we need him. Bring our brother out, Lord. Have mercy upon him, Father. You are fully able to do it. Bring him out. Deliver Peter, Lord. The people, people did not sleep. Peter had gone to sleep. Angel came in, smote him on the side, and his chains fell off. And that's something. Said, get up and follow me. Hallelujah. And Peter got up and followed the angel. And the angel led him, and they got to some gate. The gate opened of his own, and they went on through. And when Peter came to himself, he thought he'd seen a vision. When he came to himself, he was at the door where they was praying for him at. My. Isn't that something? At that door. And Peter began to knock at the gate. And a little damsel by the name of Rhoda, she went to the door, and she knew Peter's voice. She said, Peter, is that the door? I said, oh, no. They didn't believe it. Is that something? Thank God. But Peter kept on knocking. They said, it's his angel. But no. He kept knocking. They opened up, and Peter went in. Thank God. And Peter talked to the saints there for a while. And then he left. Because, see, Peter had to be on the run. They had to be on the run, didn't they? They had to hide themselves. Many times they had to hide. Remember Paul. When Paul began to first preach the word of God, they were so hot and heavy after him, they said, we're going to kill him. Some of them said, they said, we're going to fast. We're not going to eat or drink till we kill Paul. You know something? Listen, this man got a big mouth, and we're going to stop it. But they didn't have a stopper big enough to stop him, because Jesus was with him. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. They had to put him in the basket and let him down over the wall. My God. Hallelujah. And he escaped. And see, Jesus said, when they persecute you in one city, flee unto the next. Sometimes they had to run, didn't they? But that's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Just let God lead. Follow God. Obey God. See, and as long as we obey God, God's going to deliver us. And we're not going to be killed or whatever until God get ready. Because he have all things in his hand, doesn't he? He's in charge of he's able to do all things. If we trust him and believe him and live for him, he'll keep us by the power of God. The Bible says thou art kept by the power of God. And we need that, don't we? We need that in these last days. Saints of God, let's be stirred up for the Lord. Let's be fired up. Let's be stirred up and fired up and ready to go up. Thank God. Waiting on the Lord. Trusting him. Looking for him. He's coming the second time to those that look for him. Isn't that right? Are you looking for him? Are you waiting on him? Thank God. This is not our home, is it? No, this is not our home. Don't plant your roots too deep down here. This is not our home. Heaven is our home. Amen? But it's hallelujah. We have got to, while we are down here, we want to do the will of God. We want to please Him, don't we? We really want to please God. We really, really want to please God while we're down here on God's good green earth. Hallelujah. The Word of God. It's the Word of God. It's a book for you to live in the full vigor of your life. Amen. The Word of God says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. It's a book that some people come to the Lord just before they die, you know. But God will save them if they repent and turn to God. He'll save them, won't he? But God would rather, He'd rather that we remember Him when we're young and live and stand for Him. Start well and finish well. That's what He wants us to do. But everybody's not going to do that. But thank God. It's a book to face life with today. And it's a book which furnishes the only route through this world and on into the next world. Amen? It's not only can it enable us to meet the emergencies and cushion the shocks that come to us in life. And it'll cushion the shocks, won't it? Amen. If we'll just trust God and believe God and obey God. The Bible is different from any other book, isn't it? Amen. You better believe it. It's different from any other book. Amen. But it has stood the test of time. Amen. People have tried to destroy the Word of God, get rid of it. Hallelujah. Isn't that right? They burned Bibles at different times. But God is faithful. And as the saints suffered, that's the reason why, you know, when the saints was in Jerusalem, after the day of Pentecost, they were there. But God had to let persecution come for them to scatter. When persecution came, they were scattered abroad and went all over the place preaching the Word of God because of persecution. And God added to the church daily such as should be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's true. Let's stand on the Word of God. Let's trust Him fully. Let's obey His voice. Bible says, but if ye continue in my word, what? Then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And we're living in this dark world. We're living in the last of the last days. But we have peace. God's people have peace. Isn't that something? I mean, the world don't have no peace. Jesus said, in the world you have no peace. But thank God we have peace in Him and through Him. Hallelujah. By Him. Glory be to God. God is good. We got a song, brother. God is so good. He's holy and pure. Amen. Hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night to observe and to do all that's written therein. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. Then shalt thou have good success. Hallelujah. We believe that, don't we? Because God said it. And everything God said, He meant exactly what He said. He'll do what He said. We can depend on Him tonight. Amen.